When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me up.
Don't change a thing. Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos. Great to have your company for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Looking forward to this. It starts on Friday. We've got the Big Live Golf Tournament happening in Adelaide. So I thought, how can we cover it? We'll just get a local on. Knows the Grange course very, very well. He is an Adelaide product. I think he still resides predominantly in Adelaide. We're talking about Australian professional golfer in Wade Ormsby. Wade, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us on, Peter.
What's it like? No doubt you're looking forward to it. Three rounds, starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I haven't experienced live golf yet, but they say it certainly is a changing of the times when it comes to the way you view and get involved in golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Live Golf League is definitely changing things in world golf. And if you're able to get over here to Adelaide and have a look at the size of the build and the event, you know, it's massive. And, really looking forward to getting out there. I think everyone that comes on property this week will get a bit of a shock for the in a good way.
You've had a couple of big events in Adelaide recently. I'm not sure you would have been in town, but we had the gather around the AFL just a couple of weekends ago, and then we've got the LIV. Which is bigger?
Well, I'm obviously involved in golf, so this one seems bigger to me, but it was a huge buzz in town with the gather around. I was here for all the matches, and it was a fantastic time of the year to be in Adelaide. It's really throwing us back on the map, you know, with the local government at the moment, and LIV's going to be a great event this week, and there's a great vibe around the city at the moment. So I'm looking forward to getting amongst it and, seeing so many people around the Grange Golf Club.
I followed you actually in the tournament just completed in Saudi Arabia. We'll come back to that in a moment because it was a fantastic tournament for you. You played so well. But tell us about when you played in the inaugural LIV Golf Invitational Series at the request and invitation of the great white shark, Greg Norman. What was that like for you?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a turbulent time in golf there, but I took the opportunity to go over to LIV, and it was fantastic to be part of it from the start, especially with the CEO and Greg Norman, you know, someone I always looked up to and admired and everything that he'd done. So, it was awesome. So the first event there in London was amazing, and 8 events that first season. So to have Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith join us midway through the year, or then me join them basically in their team, was really cool to have that Australian vibe out there. So it's great to be part of. I'm so happy and proud and whatever else that I'm part of this show out here, and I'm really looking forward to whatever the future holds in me with LIV, but it's really cool.
It's interesting. I had a mate of mine who went over for the Super Bowl, and they had the LIV tournament playing in Las Vegas before the Super Bowl, and he was a guest on the 18th hole, and he was there in the marquee, and there were hundreds and thousands of people around the 18th. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. There was cheering. There were people, throwing drinks in the air when the golfers hold the end of their round in the 18th. It's quite amazing, isn't it? What was it like for you? Did you get involved in something like that when you were part of it?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. It's definitely a changing in the tide, you know. It's golf is definitely kind of needed to be kind of come down in the age demographic that it was focused at. But it's for everyone, you know. It's kind of all different golf fans, and there's a different place with all the different platforms I've got around the facility. So the birdie shack gets the most rowdiest. So if you're around there at the end of the day when a bit of amber nectar's been consumed, it gets pretty rowdy. So it's definitely a different vibe on the golf course. There's music, the team's event, the colours, everything. It's just a bit more chilled, a bit more relaxed, and it's not so stiff like it has been. And I've seen it all through my career. You know, I'm in the later part of my career, so I've definitely seen it from both sides of the fence. But I'm really enjoying what LIV's all about, and it's definitely the future in golf, and it's going to open a few eyes, and I understand a few people are going to take a little bit of time to warm up to it, but it's a really cool product.
You're still a young man. You only turned 44 last month, I believe, so you've still got a long way to go. Don't worry about that. What about your thoughts on a question I'll pose you regarding the fact there isn't enough tournaments and players like Cameron Smith have maybe slipped down in the rankings because he's not playing as much as he would have been when he was on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think that's probably requires a double answer, that one. So the first reason, they don't have world ranking and points attached to these live events for a number of reasons, which I probably won't get into, but that's been a pretty spicy topic in itself. So that's the reason guys are tumbling down the schedule. It's not about the amount of events that Cameron Smith is playing, because he only would have played about 20 when he's on the PGA Tour, including the majors, where now he's playing 14 live events, playing the Australian Open, Australian PGA, that's 16 plus the four majors, so he's at 20 anyway. It's just the fact that he's not getting world ranking points awarded for the live events, so therefore he's falling down the world ranking because of that. So the type of golf Cam's playing at the moment, he'd be easier top four player in the world. So anyway, it will work itself out in time. It's just a power struggle there at the top of world golf at the moment. But I know I can't really speak for Cam, but just looking at him from the outside, I know he's very happy playing golf out here and like the other guys that have made the switch across to live golf.
Mm. Well, it's a nice segue here because we know that Saudi Arabian money has been invested in live golf. We know that. That's as plain as day. And, of course, you're in Saudi Arabia just last week and you delivered your best result in more than a year with a runner-up finish on the Asian Tour. You must have been delighted. And just looking at your rounds are 66, 69, 68, and you came storming home with a 64. You must have been delighted.
Yeah, it's nice. I've been in some good form. I just had 4 weeks off at home, so I was practicing well before that. I was hitting the ball nice and clean, and to go over there on a new golf course and to have that result was really good, especially before this week, where the week I really want to play well. So, it was great to be in Riyadh last week. And, absolutely, the Saudi investment in LIV Golf and the game of golf has been phenomenal, and we're so lucky that they are putting into the sport that we love. So
they're throwing a lot of money at sport now, aren't they, the Saudi Arabians?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've been in plenty of other sports, but I guess Paris-Dakar rally there, or the Dakar, that's called, and Formula One and football. And now they're going to keep on coming. You know, they obviously see opportunity there in sport, and it's great that they're part of golf.
Well done, and congratulations on the Saudi Arabian Open. In that last round, you hit 16 of 18 greens. 7 under 64. Do you reckon you'll be going around the Adelaide Golf Course with those sort of numbers over the next 3 days, starting on Friday?
Yeah, the course pumped out some pretty low scores last year, but we had quite a bit of rain over the weekend, which was gather around last year just before the tournament, which softens the golf course up and makes it a lot more vulnerable to low scores. But I just played this morning. Greens are definitely firm. If the rain stays away this week, I think it's going to get pretty firm and bouncy out there and tricky. So that's going to definitely lead to higher scoring. But no, it's still there to be had if you can play good enough. But the wind and the firmness of the green are the defence of these Australian-style golf courses. So you get any one or two of those combinations, then it's going to defend this place pretty well.
And Wade, before we let you go, what about the standard of golf we'll see? And who are some of the players that we should be looking out for when the tournament
I'll
gets
give
underway?
You a few here. So I reckon Joaco Niemann, he is a serious player, young bloke, Chilean. We've got Sergio Garcia, amazing ball striker, Bryson DeChambeau, he smokes, it's worth watching him. You've got Cameron Smith, obviously, Dustin Johnson. There's so many guys there. John Rahm, new on the league this year, along with Tyrrell Hatton, Phil Mickelson. There's so many guys there. Patrick Reed and Anthony Kim. It was great to see him back in the game. It looks like he's loving his golf again. Brooks Koepka. So there's so many guys there. That the field's stacked. So Live Golf's getting stronger and stronger.
And a nice filter of Australians are sprinkled through the groups as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so that Ripper GC team. You know, you've got Lucas Herbert, Cam Smith, Mark Leishman and Matty Jones. They're all stoked to be down here this week. There's nothing better than playing in front of your home crowd. So I think there'll be plenty of Ripper fans out here this week and plenty of Ripper merchandise getting pumped out of the merch tent. So it's going to be a cool sight. Now, this place looks rammed when you get kind of quite a few people in here. So it's going to be nice to see those scenes come Friday.
Good on you, Wade. Thanks for joining us. Good luck for the LIV tournament in Adelaide. Congratulations again on that result in Saudi Arabia. Thanks, they reckon momentum is a good thing in sport, and you've got momentum going into LIV, and we wish you the best of luck.
Love that. Thanks, buddy. Cheers. Bye-bye.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.